get rid of all the time is Johnson grape.
Mm-hmm. Have a lot of that?
No, that's my case. You can't get rid of
nut grass.
Nut grass is the worst it is. You can pull that up the other day and it'll be back there the next morning.
What's that old spread of grass, Joe? Big
logs
when you pull it
out. And sand spurs. You ever see them?
Oh, yeah. I've got sand spurs a lot.
Those things out of your pants. That's right. Those things kind of stink if you get into enough of them.
You know, wild grass, flat grass like you had right out there. In the yard, you can eat up this stuff.
That's a job, isn't it? Putting that stuff up.
These beggar lights, you ever be worried with them? Stick all over your clothes.
That's not much fun, is it?
Yeah.
What would you call the place where you grow your cotton and your corn?
Field. Cotton patch, call it cotton field and corn field.
Is a patch smaller than a field?
Sometimes you have 18 or 20 acres, 10 and 12 acres in one, and cut around 15 acres in corn.
But you'd still call it, you might call it either a field or a patch?
That's right.
There's not any difference in a field and a patch?
There's corn field and cotton field, and then you have 6-7 acres of peanuts. You call that your peanut crop. Field for your peanuts.
What kind of fence would you call it that you might have one around your yard or around your guard? It might be a little white fence, you know? What kind of fence would you call that?
Yard fence?
Just a yard fence?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about you might have a taller fence than that you might have around your chicken yard. Would you call that anything else?
That's what you'd call a chicken yard.
What would you call the fence around your chicken yard? Might be taller than the one around your front yard or your garden?
Your chicken yard should be taller than your front yard.
Would you call that a garden fence?
I would call that a garden. I call that a chicken yard. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the type of fence that you might have around your field? What kinds of fence would you have around your field?
I'd have a hog fence, if you fence the field, and a lot of people, their whole crop is fenced up in barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And they got a few cross fences for hog wire. See, you keep cows in barbed wire, and you have to have a hog fence to keep your hogs.
Before they came out with barbed wire fence, what kind of fence did you have?
Rails.
Just rail fence?
And poles. Mm-hmm.
How was a rail fence put together? What did it look like?
Well, you start them laying a rail on this, and the fence would run from corner to corner, the rails would go this way, and they'd curve around this. And that's the way they built the fence. See, they'd start laying a rail, here's your bottom rail, and then you lay one on top of it, and lay it on one over yonder, and you go on and you get the fence up about this high. Then you put a corner, two rails standing in the corner to brace the fence, cause keep the cows from pushing it down.
You know, sometime when you were clearing a field, you might have to take a lot of rock out of the field. And some people use that rock to make a fence. Have you ever seen
I've seen it in the north where they use rocks to make fences.
What did they call those things?
I don't know what they called it up there, but I've seen it in. I was going to New Jersey, I've seen several places where they use rocks building fences.
Mm-hmm. But you've never seen any around here?
No, I've never seen any.
Yeah, we were talking about a barbed wire fence. When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig a hole in the ground so you can put those...
That's right.